Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we're bringing everyone a very basic newbie lesson for all of those that are just starting in their Spanish lessons. And today we're going to talk about getting robbed. We got robbed.
Yes, but it's not going to be like, the fire assault.
Like a stick up.
No.
It's somebody like a burglar went into your house.
Exactly.
Okay. Very good. So based on that, we obviously have a keyword for you, and that is?
Robar.
Robar. Okay. And that is a verb, and that means to steal.
Robar. An R. Robar.
Okay. You got to roll the R.
Robar.
There we go. Okay. So that means to steal or to rob. So why don't we listen to the dialogue and see what's going on?
Dialogue, first time.
Lucía, ven rápido.
¿Qué son esos gritos?
Nos robaron.
¿Qué se llevaron?
La televisión y la computadora.
Second time.
Lucía, ven rápido.
¿Qué son esos gritos?
Nos robaron.
¿Qué se llevaron?
La televisión y la computadora.
Third time.
Lucía, ven rápido.
¿Qué son esos gritos?
Nos robaron.
¿Qué se llevaron?
La televisión y la computadora.
Okay, we're back. So now we're going to translate to see what happened.
Lucía, ven rápido.
Lucía, come quickly.
Lucía, ven rápido.
Lucía, come quickly.
Lucía, ven rápido. ¿Qué son esos gritos?
What are those screams?
¿Qué son esos gritos?
Why are you screaming?
¿Qué son esos gritos? Nos robaron.
We've been robbed.
Nos robaron.
We've been robbed.
Nos robaron. ¿Qué se llevaron?
What did they take?
¿Qué se llevaron?
What did they take?
¿Qué se llevaron? La televisión y la computadora.
The TV and the computer.
La televisión y la computadora.
The TV and the computer.
La televisión y la computadora.
All right, so we got robbed and they've taken a lot of things. Why don't we go back to the first sentence when we're exclaiming something. Okay, we know Lucía is a name.
Yeah.
Okay, come quickly.
Ven rápido.
Okay, so that is a command. That's an order. Ven.
That's the verb venir. So come quickly.
Okay, and quickly is...
Rápido.
Rápido. Now remember that rápido can be quickly or fast.
Mm-hmm.
Both are correct. All right. And now this sentence is kind of strange because if we translate it, it says, what are those yells or what is that screaming?
¿Qué son esos gritos? ¿Qué? It has an accent on the E because it's asking a question. So what? And then we have the verb ser, son. Okay. This is the plural form. To say, because it's referring to the screams or the shouts.
The yelling,
So, ¿qué son esos gritos?
So, it's kind of a phrase to ask, why are you yelling? Why are you screaming?
Exactly, because here, gritos is a noun, and the verb is gritar. But in this case, is a noun. And as you say, in English, you don't say, what are those screams or what are those yells, but it's a way of saying, like, what are you shouting about?
Okay, why are you yelling?
Mm-hmm.
And the person says, well, obviously, we've been robbed.
Nos robaron.
Okay, so nos. What is this word nos?
To us, nosotros.
Okay, so it goes together with the verb because we've been robbed. This is what we're saying. Nos robaron. Or they robbed us.
Exactly.
So the verb robar. Okay, robaron is going back to us, right? It's kind of like a reflexive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've been robbed. Nos robaron.
That's right. Okay. Nos robaron. They robbed to us.
Mm-hmm. And we're asking a question, well, what did they take?
¿Qué se llevaron? Again, we're asking a question. We say what? Se llevaron. Okay, this se... This is a reflexive pronoun, and it's a reflexive pronoun because the verb llevaron is the verb llevarse. At the end, that se, you just put it in front of the verb. So, que se llevaron.
Okay, and we're obviously referring to the plural form because we assumed that it was more than one thief. So, what did they take?
Exactly. ¿Qué se llevaron?
Okay, and they took the TV and the computer.
La televisión y la computadora.
Okay, so we have la televisión because televisión is feminine as well as computer. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes some people may say computador, el computador. That's also okay. Or sometimes in Spain you may hear it, they say el ordenador.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay, so computadora, ordenador, computador, all are correct.
Yes.
Okay, why don't we review what we've just learned and listen to the dialogue again.
Dialogue, first time.
Lucía, ven rápido.
¿Qué son esos gritos?
Nos robaron.
¿Qué se llevaron?
La televisión y la computadora.
Second time.
Lucía, ven rápido.
¿Qué son esos gritos?
Nos robaron.
¿Qué se llevaron?
La televisión y la computadora.
Third time.
Lucía, ven rápido.
¿Qué son esos gritos?
Nos robaron.
¿Qué se llevaron?
La televisión y la computadora.
We're back, and taking a closer look at these reflexive pronouns, can we give a couple of more examples so maybe we can clear it up a little bit if it's still a little bit confusing?
Okay, let's give some very simple. For example, if I want to say that I'm going to take a shower, that action of showering and bathing, I'm doing it myself, right? So the action, it's on myself. So basically, instead of saying yo baño, which means I shower, but mm-hmm. not the way it sounds in English, it means that you're showering something. Okay, if you want to say, you know, I'm going to shower myself, or I'm going to bathe, then you have to say yo me baño.
Okay, me okay. baño.
Yes, me baño, because that me is the reflexive pronoun and it's in the first person. I'm going to shower. Yo me baño. And if the action falls upon someone else, for example, yo baño a mi hijo. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, I am bathing my son.
Mm-hmm.
Or yo baño a el niño.
Okay, I'm bathing the child.
Mm-hmm.
As we saw in the dialogue, we say nos robaron. That's an example of something coming or falling upon two people, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if I say, you know, the neighbors, they gave us a ride, me and my brother, or my brother and I, they gave us a ride. I would say, nos llevaron a casa. They mm-hmm. took us home. And what about being robbed? Have you ever gotten robbed? Your house?
Oh, yeah. My house actually was robbed, like, I don't know, maybe 3 times.
Really?
But completely robbed. Like, they took
they
my...
emptied.
Empty it. Yeah, basically.
How long were you out that they were able to take everything?
It's that we had not a country house, because it's not really a country. It's like a very hot place. But we have like a weekend house.
Uh-huh.
So we would go sometimes. And I think the guys, they just like knew what days or what mm-hmm. weekends we would go. And they just opened the garage, put in, you know, a moving van and just...
and they just took everything.
Yeah. It's horrible. I think it's the worst feeling. Because you're so helpless and you feel so betrayed, you know?
Yeah.
You work so hard.
To get all these things and
exactly.
you come back and it's all gone.
Exactly. And you're like, ugh. But you know, seriously, I think, I truly believe that when people do that, the person that is robbing from you, in the end, is not going to be good for him, you know? But if you can help him in any way, then okay. I mean,
crime doesn't pay.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's a very interesting topic, especially in Latin America, where break-ins are very, very common. This is why I think in many cities, or those of you who live abroad or in Hispanic countries, can see that many people have fences around their homes or their windows, or have like these
bars,
metal bars, because, you know, trying to keep the burglars out. And it's very common, unfortunately. This is a problem, but we obviously want to hear from you if you have any comments about this topic. And, of course, if you have any questions regarding the lesson, you can visit us at SpanishPod.com, and we're there to answer any questions.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.